This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. About 6,500 people convicted of federal charges of simple possession of marijuana are being pardoned by U.S. President Joe Biden. The story from VOA's chief national correspondent, Steve Herman.
Saying too many lives have been upended because of a failed approach to marijuana, President Biden on Thursday announced he is pardoning all those convicted of prior federal offenses of simple possession of the drug and is urging governors of states to do the same.
There are thousands of people who are convicted for marijuana possession who may be denied employment, housing, or educational opportunities as a result of that conviction. My pardon will remove this burden on them.
Biden noted in his announcement that while white, black, and brown people use marijuana at similar rates, minorities have been arrested, prosecuted, and convicted at disproportionately higher rates. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
At least 19 people are confirmed dead after an avalanche struck climbers in the Indian Himalayas, authorities said Friday, with bad weather hampering the fourth day of search and rescue efforts. A group of climbing trainees and instructors were caught in Tuesday's massive snowslide near the summit of Mount Draupadi Ka Dandetu in the northern section of the country. Authorities told AFP that 10 people are still missing. Fatal climbing accidents are common in the Himalayas, home to Everest and several of the world's highest peaks. And authorities are still investigating a motive for the deadliest mass shooting in Thailand carried out by one person, at least 38 people, including 24 children, killed in a gun attack at a child daycare center in northern Thailand. The gunman took his life as well as his wife and child. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. The risk of Armageddon is the highest it has been since the early 1960s. President Joe Biden said that Thursday night as Russians' losses in Ukraine prompted Russian officials to discuss the possible use of tactical nuclear weapons. Speaking at a New York fundraiser for the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee, Biden said Russian President Vladimir Putin is not joking when he talks of using nuclear or biological or chemical weapons. Speaking to Democratic donors, Biden said he and U.S. officials were still trying to figure out Putin's off-ramp in Ukraine. The president reiterated that the U.S. would continue to support Ukraine. At least 22 migrants have died. Dozens more remain missing after two boats packed with more than 140 refugees capsized in a separate incident in Greece. These sinkings are the deadliest in recent years, and the tragedies add to the rising tensions between NATO allies Greece and Turkey. Antti Karasaba reports from Athens.
Shipwrecked migrants climbing up a craggy cliff on the island of Kythnos in southeast Greece, hanging onto rocks as furious waves batter dozens more beneath them on the shores. Mayor Stratos Charchalakis described the tragedy as he scrambled to the site with rescue crews. It was terrible, he says. I alone saw five people drowning before me. The weather conditions were fierce. The smuggling vessel broke in half from the collision. Authorities say they managed to save 80 of the estimated 95 migrants on a sailboat. Similar searches were ongoing off the coast of Lesbos, on the easternmost rim of Greece, where 16 migrant women and a baby boy died when the flimsy rubber raft they were crammed into crashed on a rocky tip off the island's shores. Antti Karasaba for VOA News, Athens.
The Biden administration will begin redirecting U.S.-bound travelers who had been to Uganda within the previous 21 days to five major American airports to be screened for Ebola, as public health officials sent an alert to health care workers. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on Thursday issued an alert to health care workers to raise awareness about the outbreak, but said there were currently no suspected or confirmed U.S. Ebola cases from the Sudan strain, which is behind the latest Uganda infections. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.